91.3 WCSG, family-friendly, commercial-free. It's Jeremy and Amanda, your family-friendly morning show.
And it's always a good morning when we can have guests in studio. This morning, Jordan and Adam from Apollo LTD. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for being in town for WCSG's father-daughter banquet. But also, this is a pretty good time to introduce you to the WCSG listening family as a whole. We've been playing a lot of your music. We would love to learn more about you. Where does it all start?
The origin. So Jordan and I were randomly paired as roommates our freshman year of college, which is literally the first person that I met when I walked on campus, like checking in at the orientation desk. I was standing in line right behind him and I heard him say his name. I was like, hey, I think we're roommates.
It was a fortuitous afternoon in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
And did you get along as roommates or did you annoy each other?
No, we got along.
We got along great.
We liked a lot of the same music, so we bonded pretty quick over that.
Yeah. The only thing that bothered me was he does this thing with his socks that's kind of weird. He like keeps his socks like halfway on his feet. He like pulls it past the ankle. And so then they just like droop heel? Off the front.
Hey, guess what? I do that too.
Do you do that too?
No.
I don't. So it sounds like Adam, you're more like me.
You and I can hang out.
Like
yeah.
Don't like quite being barefoot, but it's like a convertible.
Yes.
Okay, so you guys
feel you.
So you guys are at college, you meet as roommates. How do you eventually transition to the music thing?
We honestly slowly started writing songs together and then eventually got in a band. We started one band and then we started another one and then we were in a band that kind of took us into post-college years. Mm-hmm. We spent most of our 20s touring and making records and then decided we were going to move on from that and start songwriting and producing. And then somehow we ended back in a band. We ended up back in a band. So, and that is Apollo.
Well, is it true that your name is Apollo LTD? We know that much is true.
Yeah.
You couldn't just call yourselves Apollo because of NASA?
We wanted to.
Is
we
it
wanted
true,
to.
Though?
Yes. The goal, so naming a band is like, it really is harder than naming your children. It's really
It's true.
Tough. And we knew from the previous band experiences, we just want a band name that's simple. People don't ask questions. You're like, so the band name's Apollo. That'd be great. Apollo, cool, that's it. And then, of course, as soon as a lawyer gets involved, it all got ruined. He's
No,
you can't be just, I cannot just protect Apollo. You guys have to add something to it.
It can be tall Apollo, skinny Apollo. I don't care. It just can't be Apollo.
So we're like,
all right,
LTD.
Three letters before it, three letters after it. We sat down with a piece of paper and wrote LTD.
And now everyone asks us about our band.
Everyone.
Like, oh, lawyers.
Yeah, the thing we were trying to avoid, it's fine. It's a talking point. Yeah, but they're like, good. Is it limited? Apollo, because that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
LTD is short for limited. We're like, no. It's LTD.
It literally doesn't stand for anything.
Literally nothing. The Apollo part is my uncle was an astronaut growing up when I was a kid in the 90s.
Same. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Right? No, I grew up around space and there was a lot, obviously like super fascinated with it. Grew up around it a little bit. And he and I kind of nerd out to NASA and SpaceX and always just thought like the history of the Apollo program was something really cool in our country's history and just what it meant, all that stuff. So
I'm guessing it would be kind of a dream of yours for like an astronaut to take one of your songs up to space or, send a record up there or something like that, right?
You're setting this up like you might be able to make this happen.
Oh, no, Jeremy. I wish I could. I'm also
Do you know a guy?
A space nerd. I don't know a guy. I feel like I should connect up with you.
He could email an MP3 or something.
That's true.
Like, that's a good start. Hey, Nancy. What's going on?
I just wanted to say we are so excited about the banquet tonight. This is the first time we will have four generations there.
So Mark is going, your husband, correct? And then tell us the assortment of other people.
Okay, our two daughters, Dania and Rachel. Between them, they had 9 children. 3 of our grandchildren in 5.5 years gave us 7 great-grands. So the 2 oldest great-grands are coming. They're 7 and 8.
Well, we'll look forward to that entire group later on this evening, for sure.
I wish I could be there.
Maybe we can sneak a few photos for you and get them to you, okay?
Oh, that'd be great.
And I don't think Nancy's the only one who wishes that she could be at the father-daughter Banquet. Oh, Adam, Jordan, what have your moms thought about this?
I'm pretty sure that wasn't Nancy. I'm pretty sure that was Marcy Phillips.
That sounded exactly like my mother. And every time I talk to my mother, I'm a grown man, and she's still, every time I say, you played a show where? Oh, I wish I could be there.
It's nice to have number one fans in your life, though, right?
Yes, oh. I love it.
Adam and Jordan are here from Apollo LTD. We're so thankful that you guys made the trip for the WCSG Father-Daughter Banquet. And when we have artists come in, we often like to play games. Are you good with that?
Absolutely.
Okay, this one is pretty easy. It's Would You Rather. All right, and we're going to do a fall theme
this time
because West Michigan in the fall is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to start you off easy, and then these are going to get a little bit more tricky as we go. Okay?
Okay.
All right, pumpkin spice or apple? Jordan, you go first.
Apple.
Apple. All right, Adam?
Pumpkin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hayride or bonfire?
Bonfire.
Okay. Yeah. And we're too old to do hayrides, aren't we? Yeah. Like, they get real pokey.
Yeah. Itchy.
I get sneezy.
Let's toughen things up a little bit. How about, would you rather have a pumpkin for a head or squash for feet?
Jordan's squash feet would only be covered halfway with socks.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind.
Yeah, it's convertible squash.
And I already have a huge head. It's like, literally, not figuratively. I'm going with squash feet.
I'll go squash feet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
What if they rot and then you're walking and then your feet are all mushy?
I'd rather have a brain that's not rotting.
Right. All right. Well, what about spend a night in bed full of the inside of 10 pumpkins or cooked spaghetti?
So your bed is either full of the inside of pumpkins or cooked spaghetti.
Oh,
I'll do spaghetti. I think of, remember the movie Patch Adams where they she swims in the spaghetti pool?
90s movies references happening all over the place. I'll go with spaghetti. Sounds fair enough.
Right. I've always wanted to do it. All right.
Go ahead. Would you rather have leaves for hair or sticks for legs?
Leaves for hair.
Yeah.
I mean, you would like any hair.
I'd like any hair. Let's be honest.
Sticks for legs sounds really inconvenient.
Yes,
it sure does.
It's fragile.
All right. Well, would you rather have candy corn for teeth or chestnuts for eyes?
What? If chestnuts are my eyes, I'm taking it that I'm blind. I'm going to go with teeth, candy corn teeth.
That's fair.
I would like my eyeballs.
Yeah, I'd like my eyeballs as well. Give me the teeth and I'll just drink smoothies.
I feel like the candy corn teeth, though, over time would disintegrate.
They would wear down.
Pretty soon, I would need dentures, but that's okay.
Candy corn dentures.
Because I can still see.
Right. Candy corn dentures.
I don't know how technical we're getting, but we're going there.
Okay. Would you rather have a hat shaped like a cornucopia, you know, the Thanksgiving thing, or have to wear a turkey suit for a month? You have to do the cornucopia hat or the turkey suit for an entire month.
Give me the hat. I feel like that suit's going to get stinky.
I'm going with the cornucopia hat.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
One final one for you. Have a face like a sunflower or red, yellow, and orange leaves for hair. So we're going to do the hair twice. No, you already did that one.
No.
No, you didn't.
Different hair one.
I'll take any hair.
You'll take any hair.
Yes.
So I go option hair every time.
I feel
even if they're leaves and twigs.
A sunflower face is problematic because while a sunflower is beautiful for a season, when the season is past, the seeds get real weird looking.
So I'm not sure
I would want that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Doesn't photo very well. No.
Let's just
doesn't translate.
You guys did good.
The guys of Apollo LTD, Adam and Jordan are here. Thanks so much for being a part of WCSG's Father-Daughter Banquet. You did it last night. Hopefully you'll come back again tonight.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good.
I think we're going to come back.
Good. Well, do you guys ever eat at Taco Bell?
Yes. We do.
I don't feel like on occasion.
I feel like that's a good, on the road kind of catch up
because we didn't eat a meal because of a show type of thing.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It's like
once or twice a week. I mean, a quarter,
a year. Well, Taco Bell is going to do something new. You ever get their sauces, like mild sauce, fire sauce, whatever?
Yeah.
Keep your packets after you're done with them and then send them back because they want to refill them.
Oh, they're going to refill the little.
The little ketchup
the little
packets,
tiny
the hot sauce packets.
Oh, wow.
They've teamed up with TerraCycle, and basically they've created this recycling program where you send in your little packets, your empty packets, the ones you've used, and then they're going to repurpose them, repackage them up, and then That way there's not a shortage of the sauce. So.
See, that's weird because I watched Jordan with the packets. He like sucks the last bit of sauce out of the packet, and I don't want that going back into production.
I feel like maybe they're packaging this in such a way where it's like they're actually going to take those and like recycle them, make them into something else, and then they'll send you more packets because the idea of them, like you said, refilling someone else's sauce or whatever, that just crosses a line.
No, Taco Bell, no.
But do you remember like last year they got rid of the Mexican pizza because they had too much packaging? So if we participate in this program and we send back our used sauce packets, maybe they'll bring back the Mexican pizza.
Let's talk about this. Did they really get rid of the Mexican pizza because of packaging? Because there's some people out there that think that this is like a Michael Jordan move. Like you retire it so that you can bring it back.
It's like the Filet-O-Fish.
Yeah. Oh, too much packaging.
Or the McRib.
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 Exactly.
I wonder if you went there today and you said, I know you have the ingredients for this. I know you can make me one.
Yeah.
Like, would they do it for you a secret menu item?
I think you may have to like slip the guy like $5.
Or five of these sauce packets.
Hey man, you know what I'm talking about. Mexican pizza, here's 20.
I want to put you guys on the spot real quick. It shouldn't be that hard, but you're talking about eating Taco Bell when you're on the road. Do you guys have like a crazy on the road kind of story that you want to share?
A crazy on the road kind of story.
I mean, you guys have been together a long time. Right. So there's got to be at least one.
I've got there's a fast food situation that happened not too long ago that was pretty funny.
All right, let's hear it.
Well, so Jordan has a thing about not
I don't know where he's going with this, by the way.
No, you don't. And I'm just going to run with it.
he's running for
Jordan has a thing. He does not like to eat food in the car. He does not like to eat food in the car at all.
Is it because you're sloppy or you...
Yeah, I just like to spread out.
Okay.
I just want to sit at a table. Even if we're in a hurry, we can take 5 minutes and consume our food at a table. Okay. That's all I want.
we were in a hurry. And we just, you know, this is one of those times where it's like, hey, we really just need to take this in the car and just go. And Jordan protested to the whole van. You know, we had the whole band. Actually, one of the label people were with us on the road on this one, which was great. Corey was out. They were like, we just really need to go. So we go into Chick-fil-A. We get all of our food. We come back in. Jordan's just like huffing and puffing because he really doesn't want to be eating in the car.
Jeez. He's really letting it all hang out here.
he puts his cup. You know, we're sitting in our passenger van. There's not a ton of cup holders in a passenger van. So he puts his cup in the side pocket of his backpack.
Oh, no.
Styrofoam cup. He puts it in there. And then about 10 seconds later, there's like, you know, the cup starts leaking. The styrofoam had busted from the bottom. And he had placed, he's like, oh, man, I pulled his cup out, gets out, and he looks. And down in that pocket was his AirPods.
Oh.
And so the cup had leaked all over his AirPods.
Totally. Like, just it was just a total water bath on my AirPods, man. I didn't want to even eat in the car in the first place.
So then Jordan gets
from bad to worse.
We're all trying to hold it in because we're laughing at how ironic this is. And then we're just like, oh man, we do feel bad about your AirPods. And he got out of the van and he took that cup and he looked like Rob Gronkowski after scoring a touchdown and just spikes it into the driveway of Chick-fil-A. We didn't even make it out of the driveway of Chick-fil-A.
That's the first time anyone has ever been angry at a Chick-fil-A.
I know.
And it wasn't their fault.
Yeah. Although that cup was poorly constructed. Okay. But we don't hold it against Chick-fil-A because their chicken is just that good.
Feel better if maybe your family-friendly morning show, we bought you like a TV tray sort of situation? They make like lap table things. We could get you one of those. Maybe it would have like Pokemon on it or something because they make them for toddlers.
you just need space to spread out. You don't care.
Hey, you know... Whatever makes the rest of the band happy. They want to eat in the car. I'll eat in the car with my TV tray.
Right.
There you go.
Adam and Jordan from Apollo LTD are here with us this morning. Thanks for taking some time, getting up early, and allowing us to get to know you guys a little bit better.
We're happy to be here.
We're going to play a little game called Who's Most Likely with Apollo LTD. We're going to just ask you a series of questions. You can agree on an answer or disagree on an answer, and we'll just discuss so we can get to know you. All right, you ready?
Yeah, let's do it. Boy, so who's more likely to wake up early?
Jordan.
Probably me.
Jordan, okay.
Is that because of the kids or you just are early riser?
I just think your body clock is, I think mine's probably just a little bit earlier.
Jordan's
and
just,
I will be the first, I will be, I'm more of a early to bed.
Yeah, he's usually in bed before I am, so, yeah.
All right, who's most likely to eat healthy foods?
Jordan.
Well...
I can pick out Jordan's food everywhere we go. Yeah. I can tell you exactly.
He knows I'm a little, I can be a little neurotic.
You did eat beets yesterday, so I feel like anyone who eats beets, like they're real high on the healthy
or they're
food
a Dwight Schrute fan from the Oscars.
I like food that tastes like dirt.
Beets do taste like dirt. I agree with you. It's rabbit food.
All right. Who's most likely to end up on a reality TV show?
Jordan. Adam. No, definitely Jordan.
Well, so why do you say Adam, Jordan?
I don't know.
Okay. Just because you don't see yourself doing it.
No, I don't think so.
Here's the thing. You put Jordan on a camera in a room by himself. You know, a lot of like these reality TV shows, like The
Big
Circle
Brother or
whatever.
Jordan's gonna
give you something. Like, he just can't sit still long enough.
It's
to
just
not
like, turn the camera on and let that idiot talk.
Well, it's like the reality show Alone. Have you guys ever watched that one?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like you would be pretty good at that because you could entertain yourself. You know, like.
Well, I would die of hypothermia, but I would be entertained.
That's right.
That show is insane.
Yes.
It's nuts.
It is. And there's a guy from West Michigan who actually won that a couple seasons ago. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Man. He may be listening now. So, good job to you. Who's most likely to go a week without a shower?
Oh, the sad thing is, I think the answer's me.
Yeah, this is Jordan streak right now.
Oh, man, what is going on? Well, Adam likes to, Adam takes shower. He always goes, dude, did you shower?
So,
I mean, I'm not like a smelly guy.
I've been married for 10 years, and my wife has trained me. I can't go to sleep now without taking a shower first. It's like the thing. So, every night, I'm like, dude, you shower? And he's like, I'm just going to wait till tomorrow.
I love that you guys started off as roommates, and you still do that. Man.
We're still,
even today,
to a capacity, we're still kind of roommates.
Yes.
We don't always share the same hotel room, but when we do,
we've got to make sure there's a shower happening. Yep.
All right. Yep. Well, who's most likely to visit all seven continents, including Antarctica?
Adam.
I'll take that.
Adam.
Yeah.
Definitely.
You're an adventurous kind of guy.
I'm very, very adventurous.
Yep. Do you have any bucket list trips that, like, at the top of the mind that you'd really love to do?
Oh, man. There's a lot. We love snowboarding. So, honestly, there's some places all over the world to, like, do Switzerland, do the Swiss Alps, snowboard there, go to Japan, do some snowboarding there, go down to Patagonia, do some snowboarding. I mean, that's kind of basically just give me like 3 months of a year to just go do that and travel.
If you need daycare for your kids, just send them to us. Like, we'll take good care of them.
We'll take you up on that.
Okay.
This is being recorded.
They'll be on a Greyhound tomorrow.
All right. Well, speaking of that, who's most likely to forget to pick up their kids from daycare or school?
Have either of you done that?
Should I take that one?
What are you trying to say about me?
No, no, it's more conviction.
I'm a good father.
You can be a good father, but also forgetful.
You can.
Things happen.
Yeah.
I would say Jordan, just because sometimes Jordy can get a little distracted.
I'm a little, you know? I can get a little distracted.
It's like a little bit of like squirrel, you know, he's like over here.
And then I'm like, oh, kid.
Forgot.
Shoot.
There they are.
Yep.
Okay. Who's most likely to set a Guinness World Record?
Adam, for sure.
For what?
Just something that has to do with physical
amazing
aptitude. Yeah. Jumping, walking, leaping. Running. He's a state champion wrestler, you know.
We did just learn that.
Oh, boy.
Oh, in the state of Tennessee.
Yep.
What year?
Gonna age myself here. 2004? Was what? Yeah, 2004.
You can't tell me you don't actually remember. Like, that had to have been a highlight of your life.
I get mixed up on when I graduated college, when I graduated high school.
Okay. That's
2004. That makes sense. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And what weight class were you in?
I was 171 my senior year when
and
I won.
Are you going to encourage your kids to get into wrestling?
You know, my wife and I have talked about this, and I'm not sure, because I remember being a teenager, like, wrestling's tough.
Yes.
You know, you got to like watch your weight and you're intentionally dehydrating your body. And I was like, I don't know. Do we want to do that to our kid?
And how many times did you have cauliflower ear?
You see this one over here? For you listeners, the right side is a little weird looking.
And if you come to the father-daughter banquet tonight, you can get a full view of Adam's.
Can we get a doctor over here?
I would have so many people look at me. Let me see the other one. Let me see the other one. Now let me see that one. And the other one again.
Well, they're here with us. It's Jordan and Adam from Apollo LTD.
Thank you guys so much for making some time for us this morning and for making that little jingle. It really is one of our favorite things of a Friday to come in and like, oh, Yes, it's Friday. I feel like it just feels so good. Everyone gets so excited to get toward the weekend.
I'm glad you guys love it.
So if you could tonight at the father-daughter banquet, maybe just sing it for us, like live. Cool.
We have a 45-minute set of just that song.
Just that song. It just keeps repeating over and over again. Well, speaking about your music, let's talk about it a little bit. You guys had a brand new album come out in February. That kind of came out of your time, just like everybody else, trapped during the pandemic. So maybe talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, it was really interesting. We had never really written music virtually. So that was sort of a new venture for us. But we ended up writing, I'd say 9 of the 13 songs on that album, we weren't even in the same room. He was working out of his house. I was working out of mine, working on the computer. We both produce and write our music. So we were sending audio files back and forth and just compiling these songs. And it really was like an album that was like the perfect product of 2020. Like, yeah, we made this separate, but
we somehow figured out how to get
it together.
Yeah. Well, we're excited to hear what's coming for the future for you guys. You've been on the road quite a bit. Tell us about your families. We haven't talked about that at all. You're both married. Yeah. You got kids, little kids.
Youngins.
Yeah. So my wife and I have a 2.5-year-old little girl, and my wife is 18 weeks pregnant.
Yay.
Yeah. And they've got 2 under 2.
Yep. Two boys under 2 that are just crazy and awesome. But it's tough, man. Leaving the little ones is tough, especially once you've been, after a year of being home and seeing them every day.
Yeah.
So it's been a balance.
So do you go home and then you're like, wow, you grew a lot, but also why is this destroyed?
Yes.
Like,
exactly.
Where did that handprint on the wall come from?
Yes. Yeah. Well, just get used to it. It's not something that goes away anytime soon because you get out of the toddler stage. And I feel like there's a sweet spot between about 6 and 10 where it's like, okay, you are like fully human now.
Yeah. Your little independent thing.
Yes, you can dress yourself. But then after that, I feel like teenagers kind of become toddlers again. Like, you got to make sure they have a nap and they have a snack. And then they're good. But if they don't, then it's real bad real
Watch
quick.
Watch out.
Yes.
Yes.
So you guys are in town for the father-daughter banquet. And being fathers of your own, I know you have 2 boys. You said it was a girl?
A little girl,
yeah. A little girl. Just thinking about being the father side of things, is there something that's kind of surprised you guys stepping into that role over the last couple of years?
Oh, man. So many things about your life change, changes when you become a parent.
Yeah.
You guys can relate. I don't think you can imagine how much you're going to love something until you hold your kid in your hands and in your arms, and you're like, I have never loved something like I love this little human.
And it just happens in such an amazing way. And I don't know, Adam, if you experienced this, but after I had my first and I was pregnant with my second, I thought, how am I supposed to love something as much as I love my first child?
Which you're probably feeling that too right now.
Mm-hmm. And then a good friend said, love does not divide, it only multiplies. And I feel like somehow the Lord makes that happen.
It's when I had my first son, I was surprised by... I didn't realize that my heart had the capacity to love that much.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have your first child, it's like your heart just grows deeper and wider. And it's like, whoa, this is a new dimension. And then when you have another one coming, you're like, how am I going to love? I didn't even know my heart could expand that much. And then it does. It expands again. It only gets richer and deeper. And it's pretty amazing. I mean, I think spiritually it's like, it just kind of like,
reinforces
it kind of reinforces and just like revolutionizes your spiritual life to like have a little taste of the father heart for yourself to know, like, if I love like this, how much does he love me? And like, it's just, it's amazing.
Yeah,
it's
as flawed really awesome. Individuals, if we can show love like that, like God in his perfectness can pour so much into us, like, it is a pretty mind-blowing thing.
And when you come home and you've got that handprint on the wall and you're like, where did that come from? But you know that your affection for your child hasn't changed.
Yes.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what they do. It's just like, you still love... You love them so much it hurts.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, anything else you want to leave with our audience before we let you guys go so you can get rested up for tonight?
Hey, we're just glad to be here. So we appreciate you guys and your listeners, and it's been we always enjoy coming to Grand Rapids.
So, and we would love to get you down in front of the Grand Rapids Public Museum. There is an Apollo spacecraft.
Done and done.
We'd love to get you there. They dug it out of the ocean or something. Okay. There's a whole story. Google it. and it's one little piece of Apollo that we'll always be able to have here. That's in awesome. West Michigan. So you're welcome back anytime. Thank you so much for taking some time with us.
Thanks, guys.